Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Rob Alvord with the Salt Lake-based band Fat Candace. The other members of the band are Clark Cannon on bass and Adam Ridd on drums. My friend. We're soon coming out with our new second self-titled album. It'll be 8 tracks. We recorded it over at Audio In Recording with sound engineer Rowan Stigner, and 2 other tracks were recorded at Archive Recording with Wes Johnson as the sound engineer. We certainly couldn't have done this album alone. We got help from some outside sources. Thomas Shenko, my main man, while we were looking for a drummer, came in and did a couple tracks. And a great cellist named Melissa Collins also came in and helped out on a track. So I'm really excited to have you hear it. Fat Candace is probably best classified as a heavier rock group with some early 90s influence. We actually oftentimes have serious content matter, so therefore we kind of just thought the name Fat Candace would be a nice contrast. A lot of people, when they hear that name, I think they're expecting something a lot more silly. And so when they hear our music, it's definitely something quite different to that. Even though we can be silly at times, we just want to also show both sides of things. And so the album artwork that we have coming up, it's kind of a wholesome 50s kids listening to a record, but they're also growing devil horns and devil tails. And I thought that was a really good representation of what's going to actually happen in this album, which is some themes of darkness and loss of innocence. Wind up stuck in your bed and you wish you were dead. So I've been a musician since I was about 17. I've played in a lot of bands, from reggae to folk to jazz. And the reason I wanted to start a rock band was because I feel like at the root of every genre, there's a really strong emotion behind it. For example, the root of funk would probably be dancing or going out on the club or something like that at night. Country would be sentimentality. Rock and roll I view as something that's both rebellious and cathartic. And so that's one thing that's really enjoyable for me to play in Fat Candace, is to play music that is aggressive enough to kind of release a catharsis inside of myself. I grew up in a really musical family. Everyone in my family plays an instrument for the most part. My dad plays piano, my brother plays drums, my sister plays violin. So growing up, everyone was kind of wondering what instrument I was going to fall into. I grew up watching my brother's VHS Rush tapes and fell in love with music that way, because they just seemed like such professional musicians that both loved what they did and took it really seriously. So from that, I decided to start taking bass lessons, and I fell in love with music even more after that. Music growing up was always something magical to me, from my dad's Beatles albums to my brother's progressive rock bands that would play out of my basement. I just remember always hearing music in my headphones and feeling like it was coming from another world, almost as if gods were making the music. And so when I made my very first professional, formal-sounding recording and heard that come through my own speakers in the same way that I heard musicians of the past do the same thing, it was a really special moment. It was something that was really addicting, and it was something I knew I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Some of my biggest influences are early 90s alternative bands. My favorites would be Jane's Addiction, Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana, Alice in Chains. I really like that these bands took something that was going on from the 80s that seemed less serious in rock, like lyrics about strip clubs or kind of overemphasized masculinity, into something that was deeper in its lyrical content, like depression, child abuse, existentialism. one other thing they did as well that I really enjoyed was they took progressive rock influences and blues influences, punk influences, and metal influences, and seemed to kind of mix them all together. So it was something that's both heavy and smart, something that's both fast and rhythmic, something that's both groovy and hard. I really like the mixture of all those things put together in that early 90s era, and it's something that I connected to as a kid really strongly. Kind of like how when Happy Gilmore says, "I'm a hockey player, but I'm here to play golf," I oftentimes feel like a bass player that's here to play guitar, because I started off on the bass. That was really my first love. I was a big fan of Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I would learn everything that he did and emulate it. Most of the time in my local music scene career, I've been playing bass, but one thing I found that was really hard was to both write songs on the bass and to perform and sing on the bass simultaneously. I don't know how some of those guys do it, because bass is a very rhythmic instrument, so sometimes it's like patting your head and rubbing your belly at the same time. And so that's one reason I switched to guitar. Is I was, one, able to write music easier on guitar, and two, I was a lot easier to perform and sing while playing guitar at the same time. All through forever. One thing we do to appease both our crowd and the bar owners is we mix in a certain amount of covers into our set, and those covers are ones that people haven't really heard for a long time. Sometimes we'll bust out something like Lump from Presidents of the United States or Possum Kingdom by the Toadies, and people are suddenly transformed back into their angsty middle school, high school years. And that also helps the listener kind of get into the mode of what music we typically bring to them. One reason I started this band is because I did love that early 90s sound, and I felt like some of its heaviness and sophistication had been something that was hard for me to find lately. I enjoy creating music that not only do I think other people are going to like, but I also like to just listen to myself. I felt like there was a void in that in the early 2000s. To me, rock just got a little bit softer. Punk became a lot more poppy and happier. I wanted to hear punk that was more aggressive and more rebellious rather than poppy or commercial, or I wanted to hear rock that was more challenging to the listener and took subjects that may have been taboo or difficult to digest and put that in the face of the listener. To me, it's the artist's job to challenge both the listener and society to face things that they're not willing to face, or to realize things that maybe they haven't realized. It was exciting to record this new album because it was our first time to record with our new drummer, Adam Ridd, and it's been really exciting to have him in the band and his positivity and energy. The album's really eclectic. I've mentioned early 90s influences a lot, but it doesn't all just sound like early 90s rock. There's some really straight-up rock songs. There's songs that sound more like Rage Against the Machine. There's songs that sound more acoustic. Probably the hardest song for me to write, it's called Gone Away. It's a song that I wrote specifically for Adam Ridd. He told me a story when we were heading up to a gig into Park City. We were just kind of doing more of a getting to know you. He was pretty new to the band at that time. And I asked him about his family life, and he mentioned to me that his dad had died when he was relatively young. And it was a really tragic incident where him and his brother both witnessed it. They were out on the lake, and his dad went into cardiac arrest. So I thought that was a really sad, touching story. He'd also mentioned that his family life after that became very difficult because him and his brother were both struggling with that incident. When he told me that, I thought it was very tragic, and it also made me realize how close he may be to his brother. So he told me that him and his brother were really close in age, and they're practically Irish twins, off by, I think, only a year. And he was talking to me the struggles with his brother and how he started having various issues with mental health and things like that, which we know can be triggered by traumatic events. And months later, after he told me that story, his brother passed away, and I knew instantly how hard that must have been for him. And so I was in the middle of crafting this song musically without lyrics, and I thought, well, this is going to be a great opportunity to write a tribute to Adam and his brother and his dad. And so that's what this song is about. It's about losing someone close to you in general. More specifically, it's about Adam's brother and his mental health problems and him losing his brother earlier in the year. One song on there is called "Donny Osmond Will Have His Revenge on Ogden." And this was an unusual song for me because I've never written a song where I started out with the title before. The title is usually the crowning piece of the song. It's the very last thing I usually do. And so in this case, it was the very first thing I did when crafting this song. And I crafted it because Nirvana had a song title that really stuck out to me called "Francis Farmer Will Have a Revenge on Seattle." I was listening to that song and I was reading the lyrics and read a little bit about what Frances Farmer was about. And she was an actress from Washington who got treated very poorly in the mental health field. I think she was given electroshock therapy and some harsh treatments. And so the song that Nirvana did was about her taking her revenge. And so I thought that was a pretty clever title. Who does Utah have for our most famous celebrity? Well, it's probably Donny Osmond. Donny Osmond, everything he is about is the total polar opposite of what this song's about. He's the epitome of wholesomeness, delightfulness. So I thought it would be both a nice nod to Nirvana and our home state to write a song called "Donny Osmond Will Have His Revenge on Ogden" and make it about Donny Osmond being both egotistical and mega maniacal. And so it's about him being underappreciated by the city in which he was born in, which was Ogden. And from there, I tried to write the heaviest, most chaotic riff I could and make it even a little bit dissonant. And it's very much in the style of something early Nirvana would have done. You're now going to hear our single, "Donny Osmond Will Have His Revenge on Ogden."
Time to pay. I'll be-
We have a website, fatcandice.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/fatcandice. We're on Instagram, fatcandiceband. Our current shows are up to date on reverbnation.com and Bands in Town app as well.
Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.